provoking the imagination, and all of that. These are techniques, but could you explain it in a simple way how this thing is being done? Don't go to Rumi. Rumi is a little bit difficult. Think about my teaching. How am I doing it? I take his lead, and I do something very, very simple. It goes like this. We have a place which the inside, that little space for the moment, is the space we want to talk about. And there is an outside. The bigger space is reality, whatever it is. Down there is the subject. Let's call it love. Or whatever you like it. Doesn't matter. Pick one of those elusive words we use. But this is somewhere that is full of nothing. In a way, nothing manifests itself over there. The lovers are over there because they lost their logical attitude. So the emptiness of that logical attitude actually is there. And we call it non-existence. That's simple. To let you understand why we cannot talk about it and we could never go in. Right? So I want to talk about it. What should I do? Let's say I'm here. I'm the alien, a clever one. And I realize that, okay, here, inside, we cannot go. But I want to talk about this subject. What should I do?
You make up stories.
Yes, but give me the starting point of this story.
Metaphor.
Don't forget the circle. We know these people, right? So I start from no matter where, but a dot on this circle. I start from there. Normally, for the experienced guy, doesn't matter what you talk about, what is the daily subject, I pick it up. Because it's irrelevant. I pick it up. You bring in a question. I put it in. Doesn't matter. Because I know where I am. I'm here. For example, let's say I start from this point. What do I do? I start to make a tangent like that and go outside. Why? Because there's the place I could talk. That's the existence. That's reality, right? Physical stuff. I talk a lot. But what am I saying? I'm not pointing at the thing that I want to explain to you because it's impossible. I'm pointing out a nonsense to you. Because out of here, for me, is nonsense. For you, is logical discourse. I come with you. We talk about reality. I learned it from him. He starts always with something very tangible, very real and touchable. And he brings in the philosophy, discourse, logic, blah, 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 to say what? To say, remember, this is not it. And by claiming it's not it, I come back to it. So I go like that. This will be a session. I start, you ask me what love is, and I come out, I will show you the love of your friend to the car, and I say, this is not love. Love is something else, untouchable. That I come back to the circle, and I know I cannot take you in because you're not qualified. Then what? Then this session is over. And you have some fake thing in your mind that you cannot relate it to what I'm talking about. But you understood it. It took a trip with me. Next time, he will start something.
do the same. Then I do the same. Then the same. So I'm always outside. Do you see what I'm doing? Not yet?
You're going and coming back.
I'm drawing a flower. The core of a flower, you cannot go in, but the leaves you can see. When you find a feeling for this, I did my job. Because what we tell you is what is not. We cannot tell you what it is. We cannot go inside. Here, you come in, you leave your intelligence at the door. You don't need it, and it's not welcomed. Why? Because intelligence by nature is selfish, is personal, and we are not talking about that. So look carefully, page the book, and you will see more than saying. He never tells you what to do. When he tells you, say, oh, behave, don't go over there. That's dangerous. Don't be confused with this. Then you ask, what's inside? And you say, it will come. Be patient. Go back a couple of minutes. When I saw that circle, how did it look to you? It was a circle you didn't like. Now that it looks like a flower, it's different to you. So you understand where it is, because I could show you where it is not. You see how it works? The only thing we could say what is not love, what is not truth, what is not. Because we want to talk about. At the same time I'm doing this, I'm talking about nothing. Do you remember here was full of nothing? That nothingness. That's what is the savior at the end. If you are a completed person to us, you should be a fellow who doesn't have and doesn't is. It's fina. And we choose those two words because those two words are the best to us and are the worst to you, to intelligence. In here, what are you looking for? Two things only, to have and to be in the center of the attention and to have a lot of fans around you. Doesn't matter, it's having and being at the center. Because that's what ego is by nature. Remember, your brain started, the first activity was to acknowledge you as the center of the universe and divide the universe to you and the rest. What shall we do? We only could talk about reality, what it is. We come out, we do a lot of circles like this. We know that we are in the flower. We know that all these circles at the end will lead you to have a consciousness about that center. When you realize that it's nowhere, then you believe that it's inside. We try to dig outside for you. Reality. That's why, especially in this class, I'm always damn real. I don't even let this, fake essence of this language impress you. Because I know we have to know reality as it is, because love is real. It's not unreal. Love is not in another dimension. It's so here that physically could go in the worst of us.
because when it wants to go in, there is no qualification for love. You know why? Because if it comes to qualification, nobody qualifies really. Nobody. Any person is selfish, period. Nobody is qualified. Therefore, we understand that love is not something you find. Love is not something you go and grab. You should get lucky, love grab you. This is Rumi, in a place that nobody could twist it here and there. Shandana said, remember, in this universe, short, in three verses, that in this universe, the only thing which is worth hunting is love. But love is not huntable. You should put out your wit, your cleverness, become clean and get lucky, it will haunt you. Then you're a happy fellow. That's what it is. In a way, it's outside. The reason we go outside is not because of nonsense. We come outside to see what? Reality? No. We come outside for you to see your real half. And here we talk about the intelligence for you to question your intelligence. Because we know that the intelligences are different. That's why I have to go around and around and around. Each person should confront his or her ego inside to be free to come out. Because that reality I'm painting around it is in you, it's not outside. Outside there is a we only. You know that in reality this universe doesn't give a damn about individuals. Life is going like a river and everybody is a droplet of water over there. Nobody is more important than the other ones. Individuality is an illusion and it belongs to the animal. We have to reach out. To reach out, you have to be to convince yourself that there's nothing in. In you is an animal. Because the spirit is not in you. That is my point. You remember first time I say it, I understand that a lot of people will have a lot of difficulties about this. The spirit is not in you and heart is not in you. You are in the spirit, you are in the heart, because the spirit and heart are bigger than your flesh and bone. That's how it works. But for you, you cannot start from there. We have to show you what's in you, in your brain. One of the most important elements over there is time. The lady upstairs is talking about what? Now it's talking about how do I write this down that I remember later. What is the lady upstairs thinking about?
Lacking.
She thinks that I'm showing you that she's not concentrating and listening. I'm showing you that you are not carefully listening. Because if you miss one word, especially with my accent in Arab language, then you could be confused. What is this talking about? Look at it. Past and the future. The only thing that your brain doesn't understand is now. And it's so ridiculous because you are here now. That past you're thinking about doesn't exist because that's the story you made about past. Past is past history and it goes back to Big Bang at least. Future? There is no future. There is none. Tonight, inshallah, you will wake up and you will